invite you now to gently close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor, and we'll begin by taking in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. We decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in, and as you inhale, know that this is the breath of God, and as you exhale, this is the breath of God. Relax your neck and shoulders, and prepare for communion with the Holy Spirit. Let's take that journey to the secret place of the Most High, a place that exists in consciousness, a place of peace, love, joy, and faith. These gifts that are always within us and can be realized at any moment. So we make our way to the doorway of the secret place. And as we approach the threshold, we remember that to be able to enter in to this secret place, we must become empty. We must empty ourselves of emotional and mental baggage. We must empty ourselves of physical baggage that is no longer serving us. For a moment, just see these things falling away. Just release them and let them go. And let's take a step through that door. As we enter into the room, we find ourselves being flooded with the love and the light of God. We take a seat. And we prepare to surrender all that we are to Spirit, focusing on the heart. We open our hearts to receive all the blessings that God has for us. And they flow in to overflowing. We are healed, we are whole. We are loving, we are harmonious, we are prosperous. We are what God means for us to be. So for the next few moments, use this time for communion by praying, receiving answers to your prayers, and being still. Oh. do give thanks, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you've answered them as you always do. We know you are blessing us each and every day. We know that our prayers are answered every day. For all the wonderful gifts that we receive, we say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.